This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway in New Delhi. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. It also positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for public good. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. We have a report.
The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is guided by 3 foundational pillars or sutras which articulate the core principles guiding global cooperation on AI. These are people, planet and progress. The summit's deliberations are organized through chakras or working groups structured around 7 interconnected thematic areas. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 strengthens India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that it is a matter of immense pride for the citizens that people from all over the world are coming to India for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized that the occasion is proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology and is making an important contribution to global development. Home Minister Amit Shah today extended the greetings on the raising day of Delhi Police. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that with unwavering dedication, the personnel have set exemplary standards in serving and securing the people. He also paid tributes to the martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi today. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. The Election Commission has suspended 7 Assistant Electoral Registration Officers, AERO's, in West Bengal over multiple allegations of irregularities. The Commission has also directed that disciplinary proceedings should be initiated immediately against the suspended officers by the cadre controlling authority concerned without any delay and appraise the Commission in this regard. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that members of his newly created Board of Peace have pledged $5 billion towards rebuilding war-ravaged Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel to international stabilization and police forces for the territory. He added that the pledges will be formally announced when board members gather in Washington on Thursday for their first meeting. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. The weather agency also predicted hot and humid weather over coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa for the day. Meanwhile, squally weather is expected to prevail over parts of southwest and adjoining southeast Bay of Bengal and adjoining east equatorial Indian Ocean. The Indian equity markets opened lower today as cautious mood prevailed in the market. Sensex opened at 82,480.4, down 146.36 points, and Nifty settled 47.50 points lower at 25,423.6 in the early trade. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 61 runs in a Group A clash at Colombo's R. Premadasa Stadium last night and becomes the second team to qualify for Super 8. Chasing the target of 176 runs, Pakistan were all out for 114 in 18 overs. Today in the first match, Pakistan will take on United Arab Emirates at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi at 11 a.m. and England will face Italy at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 3 this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.